Hey, Pick'em listeners, you can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Summer is all about the freedom to have fun. Forget a vacation and take a tequila-cation with new Truly Tequila Soda. This refreshing blend of real fruit juice from concentrate, sparkling water, and premium tequila blanco is the drink of the summer. Try all four refreshing flavors, all with 5% ABV and just 100 calories. Truly Tequila Soda. Keep it light. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
Barstool Pick'em is brought to you by our friends at Cross Country Mortgage. Cross Country Mortgage, America's crazy good mortgage company. Buying a home isn't as scary as you think it is. Owning a home is awesome and comes with a ton of perks, like maybe a man cave where you can watch all the games and bet all the Pick'em picks. Cross Country Mortgage can help you through the process. So check it out right now. Cross Country Mortgage combines a people-first mindset with a dedication to the fundamentals of mortgage lending, which results in a fast, easy, and stress-free home financing or refinancing experience. Rates are pretty much at an all-time low and may never get this low again. Many Stoolies have already reached out to Cross Country Mortgage to refinance. Don't miss out on the opportunity. Cross Country Mortgage can tell you within 5 minutes if they save you a boatload of cash. It's a great opportunity to cash out for the stuff you want, man caves, home improvement project, or if you need to pay off student loans or to save for other events in your life. So go to crosscountrymortgage.com/barstool to learn more about your future home buying experience or refinance your current mortgage. Cross Country Mortgage LLC, NMLS 3029, all loans subject to underwriting approval. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. Rates are at an all-time low. They may never get this low again, so check it out with our friends at Cross Country Mortgage. They're the best in the business. They will get you a free home valuation that is free just for calling crosscountrymortgage.com/barstool.
Come on, Reek.
I just can't do it. Me?
No, Rico.
Oh.
Yeah, Rico doesn't talk.
Oh, I am the worst. Yeah, no, I'm the worst. I know. Yeah, no, I know. No, I know. Yeah, no, I know. Yeah, I know. Ready?
Yeah.
I said you were the worst at not talking to the mic.
No, I know.
Not the worst.
Yeah, I know. Ready?
I think we just started.
What's
You're
happening?
The worst. It's good to have everyone back. Barstool Pick'em week two. I mean, what an episode last week. Do we... Oh, my computer's going off. Rico, stop touching the mic, please. What? It just makes noise every time you do it.
I hit it?
Yeah. Yeah. Rico, anything you want to say to Dave? We good? Everything's good?
Yeah, number one in the charts.
Number one in the charts. Feels like that should...
Attaboy.
That number
Are
one
we still
charts.
Number one in the charts? No. Because there's new episodes released, but we were number one in the charts.
Number one.
What are we now?
Which doesn't number one, don't you think Sauce should be a little extra?
No.
Pat on the back?
Play for the coach.
Okay, all right.
We're good. Right. We got the contract shit behind us.
I do think, though, that like you've outperformed your contract already.
Already.
So we should probably rip it up and just do it again. all right, week
two. I don't know if I have that in me.
Week two, good to be back. We're going to talk some football. Any thoughts before we hop into the games and then we get to our cards? Any big
Still
thoughts?
Still at 16.
Rico, great job. You were at the street.
16?
16.
In what? Overall?
Sports.
No. Dave.
Oh, well, that's not that great.
No. It popped up because it was new.
16 and overall in sports is not that good.
Yeah. Actually, you should be giving some sauce back.
Yeah.
Just saying.
We were one.
Right. For that, like,
overall, I think we were 17. I screenshotted it.
Rico was at the stream on Saturday, Dave.
I saw that. We got to rearrange the seating, but good job, Rico.
Yep. Also, was very smart to wait to leave until I left. He left about 10 minutes after me, so that was
a smart move.
Yep. So he's learning.
I'm excited. We got him locked in. We're good to go.
Yep.
It was an all-time episode. I literally was in bed laughing
I watched
at the timeout scene.
Yep. I watched the whole thing back because I was out of body. It was like, did we actually do this entire thing?
It was treated like we were in a real basketball game and desperate to get the ref's attention for timeout.
We were 17 in all categories.
Correct. I get it. But that's how it, like when it's new and we haven't been on, it jumps. That's how it works. Mm-hmm. But it's the real truth of the matter is staying power. Like PMT is always hanging around.
Yes.
But if you go up and down, anybody can go up and down. Right. So we'll see how good. Listen, I'm on the show. I want it to be. Like, trust me, I want to be number one permanently, never move. Yeah. Trust me, I do.
Big three, right here.
Big three.
This is the big three. This is what we do. We just fucking put out hits. We put out bangers. All right, so great week one. Awesome to watch the games, have everyone around. We had ended up with, Dave, you were 19-21 in three. Three pushes, that sucks. I was 25-23. Rico was 10-9-1. So I lost my mortal lock.
Rico lost his mortal lock, so I don't understand.
No. Well, he had to switch it because...
So Wake Forest is what I had. But for the pick and parlay, we want everyone involved.
Can't bet in Virginia because
switch.
They were playing.
The other games that I liked was Friday night with Charlotte, so we want to give people an opportunity. I told Jack, I said I was between Kansas State and Houston. Houston was a little bit of a later kick, gives more opportunity for that. So I went with Houston. They got boat race, they lost, it was a bad pick. But for the pick and parlay, we can't have a place that doesn't have it. So Wake Forest was ineligible. But for the show, my mortal lock is still Wake.
Got it. I lost my mortal lock. BYU, I went to sleep. Couldn't keep my eyes open. I'll tell you right now, I am not in...
You don't think that mortal lock should count?
Well,
I think we got to pick mortal locks that everyone can bet, and that's your mortal lock.
You should, going forward. We should talk real quick about the money line thing. So Rico had a money line pick on Charlotte, which we never usually do that because we pick against the spread. We do records. He did a double pick. So he did Charlotte money line and Charlotte spread. I texted him on Friday night to try to clear it up with him and Dylan. Let me just tell you what the text went. I said, hey, have we ever done money line? I don't care. Just can't remember ever doing it. And how do we count it? This is when Charlotte was on their own 20-yard line trying to drive to win the game. And Rico said, as of last year, not for standings, but you can give it out.
Okay.
So that would mean like, okay, so we're not
sure.
going to count
it
for standings.
Yeah, sure. Can give it out, but it doesn't count for standings.
Yeah, and
sure.
I said, okay. And then Rico said, so Dylan said, we've done it, still counts as one, so not two. But then as Charlotte goes down the field, Rico said, I say do money lines. Dave loves sprinkling dogs, so yeah, I say just include it. This is now Charlotte has gotten past the 50-yard line. Looks like they're going to win the game. He has changed it to now counting it as two and not one, which it was one when they were on their own 20, and he said, we don't count it. So what do we do? What do we count?
You asked what the previous... I said from last year we'd never counted it.
This is when Charlotte was on their own 20.
That shouldn't... I was going to take the loss either way. They're either going to win or they're not. So
what? No, because you... No, you...
You
they were
asked
on their own.
What we did. I gave you the right answer. That didn't change.
No,
it wasn't
were,
like I changed
it. No, you
it.
Changed
I,
it.
I don't think for our purposes money line should count because you could just do like
right.
one or two
yeah,
points.
Yeah, we've...
Right,
it's
and there's
exactly
no reason to
what
count
I said.
Money. Well, no, you... No,
we never counted
no,
it.
No.
Okay, so it's not counted then.
Right, but I'm still... You still give it
no,
out.
No, then you, yeah. you right. said so when it, they got past 50-yard line, you said, I say do money lines. Dave loves sprinkling
okay, so
dogs.
So you were 9-9 then, basically, is
nine
all we're
nine.
Saying.
Yeah,
so
Dylan, there's been a ton of times where you say plus 6.5.
Yeah, right.
Also
yeah,
like
but
it
doesn't
line.
Count on the spread.
Right, yeah,
okay.
absolutely. It's
right.
just what I said.
All
yes.
right. All right.
No, you said something different when they actually were driving.
Right, right.
So you were 9-9.
9-9. So we'll adjust.
Dylan, who has family stuff to take care of, so I won't talk about how he's the worst to ever do his job.
That was very nice of you, Dave. I appreciate
he is the worst.
That. Yep.
Every single graphic he sends out is incorrect.
Yeah, it's almost actually like
it's breathtaking.
It's actually funny how it's like it's gotten to a point where it's so. And again, he's got a family. Stop moving the mic.
All right.
It makes so much noise.
I apologize.
Do you hear it?
You're like Glenny Balls.
Do you hear it?
No, I didn't hear it. But
you don't hear
that.
Move it again. Move it again.
No, now it's
no, no. Move it again. Move it again. Do you not hear that?
Now I hear it, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
That's one of the more famous clips. You and Glenny Balls. I had to threaten. If you touch the mic again, you're gone. He touched it.
Right.
We may have to
now
do
we're
it to
comfortable.
You.
Now we're good now.
Now we're good. All right, so Charlotte, spread counts.
Spread counts.
Money line doesn't.
Right.
So Rico went 9-9 last week.
We'll
Dylan,
adjust
that. And I'm a rider, so I'm not trying to hold you to
no,
it.
No, it's fair.
It was funny how the drive,
right,
as the drive progressed, you changed your tune.
Because he was... score keeping on me, Rico. Right. I saw that. Because Dylan, and I'm not going to get into it because we're a team here and he's a family emergency, but La Familia is so bad. We need like 13 people just to watch what he's doing.
So bad. But yeah, no, Rico.
It's like we talk a different language and he just is so bad.
I think I caught Rico in a free roll, as they say in the biz. So if Charlotte had lost, he would have been like, well, we never count money lines, but then Charlotte won. So yeah, let's just count money lines.
Yep.
So a nice free roll. That's okay.
Nice.
Early season, you know, you got to take your shots.
Number one.
Yeah. That's right. What are you going to say?
You had more picks than me last week?
Yeah, I added so many. Oh, and I just killed myself on Saturday night.
I did the classic, the
true sign that college football is back is having a good noon slate, having a good 3:30 slate, and then adding onto the board late and just going like, I think I went 1-for-6 at the end of the night. I actually was on fire. Shout out Arkansas, one of the greatest.
Oh my God.
Did you have them?
Yeah.
That was actually the
biggest play I had all weekend.
You tweeted that, right? Touchdown, here would be life altering.
Yeah, 17-7, 8 minutes into third.
Life changing.
The score app, I was watching on the app, showed the game as like final for a second with them not scoring, and then it redid it.
Unbelievable.
I don't know if we jinxed the score. The score's been a little wonky since we like got involved.
I think early season, all the apps, because I've noticed that like on trying to watch a game on ESPN, it won't like do it.
Like Rutgers had technical difficulty on the app for like three quarters.
Yes. And it's also like getting back into the gambling mindset when like the score freezes and you're like motherfucking it, and then you realize, oh, it's actually a significant injury, and they're carting someone off, and then you're like, all right, I take back all my motherfucks. But Arkansas, incredible spread cover. 17-7, 8 minutes in the third quarter. How they covered that game, 19 points, insane.
Not only that, I was watching because it was. They weren't making mistakes. They were just kind of getting beat. Like, they weren't getting first downs. Rice was. It was.
They got gifted that big pick.
Yeah.
Arkansas.
Yeah. And I'm trying to think what else. Oh, the Alabama method, Dave. Good call on your part.
Yeah.
That was brilliant. Like, why even show up Miami? It's just disgusting.
That was a tough game. Not want to talk.
That over. That game should have went over.
Over. I was at Surf Lodge.
Game should have went over.
Last Labor Day weekend. Out the table next to me, Miami people, they bet the game. They put a touchdown on the board, and it just wasn't a touchdown. Miami, they're like, oh, Miami scored quick out of third. I'm watching. I'm like, where's the score? They go, oh, they didn't score. It's like, what do you mean they didn't score?
Dave, it was so sad, Miami. They were down 27-0. They got a fumble. They put on the turnover chain, which 27-0, you're down, you put on the turnover chain. Can't do that. They then reviewed it, overturned the fumble, had to take the turnover chain off, put it back in the chest.
I saw you
so
say that. You got to retire.
You have to do it. It has to be a one-score game. It has to be a one-score game. Anything over 10 points, don't do the turnover chain.
And it has totally. The other teams, like, I don't even know what Ole Miss is doing with there. They got like, it looks like a Christmas wreath or something.
Yeah. Those jerseys Ole Miss were fucking awesome.
They're worth 7 to 10 points themselves.
That was a great. I gave that out. As I said, I will only give out spectacular picks.
You also were dead right on UCLA. Chip Kelly, the visor's
dead
back
right.
on.
He's dead
ready
right.
to roll.
That was my mortal lock two weeks in a row.
That running back was unbelievable. Did you see what Corral's Heisman,
yeah, they went to like plus 500 or
500.
Something. Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like him.
I mean, Louisville's terrible.
Louisville's so bad. I mean, Scott Satterfield.
You can't say you want to leave.
Yeah,
they
asked him what his favorite part about Louisville was, and he said the airport's really close.
Yeah. No, I know. They're a disaster.
All right. Let's get into the slate. Pretty good slate. Rico, you want to do the first ad read?
Yeah.
FTX.
No, I thought that's Dave.
I can do FTX because I use it. I don't even have it in front of me. That's how much I know the ad read. So if there's some sort of code. But FTX is the only way to buy crypto. Crypto is ripping again. They have all the coins, the best place to get it. Bitcoin's right now 46,000. Solana is a hot one. That's at 172. It's down 6%. So, you know, Bitcoin's been, since I've been following crypto, best place to put your money, really. And FTX is... been with us now. They sponsor everything and a great place to do it. I don't have the read. Do they have codes?
No, it's visit the App Store and download FTX for free today. Buy and sell Bitcoin, Ethereum, Dogecoin.
Yeah, it's
top
all your crypto needs.
Yep, everything you need right at FTX. So go get it right now. All right, let's talk games. First game on the slate,
Noon kickoff.
We gotta get the trophy in here too.
We gotta get the trophy in here.
We got it encrypted.
Engraved. All right. Oregon and Ohio State. Oregon and Ohio State. Ohio State minus 14.5. Over under 63.5. Big noon kickoff. Ohio State obviously coming off of a win against Minnesota. Oregon coming off a win non-cover against Fresno. Rico, I'll start with you.
What do you have the number at?
I have it at 14.5, 63.
Yeah, see, I don't like how north it's going. I'm hoping maybe some people come back to Oregon because I do think Ohio State can win by two touchdowns. The key here is the Thibodeau injury.
I think he'll play.
Think he's going to play?
I think he'll play.
Okay.
Do you think so, Katie, or no?
I don't think so.
Okay, so Katie and I disagree. That's a face-off that we just had there. Count it.
I mean, listen, Joe Moorhead loves Anthony Brown, the quarterback from BC, so much that they weren't worried about the kid Shao leaving to go to Texas Tech, where he looks great. They killed Houston.
Is that a fake name?
No. He's Tyler Shao.
No, I'm just kidding. I know it's
I don't really buy Anthony Brown. I'm a big Oregon guy. I think Stroud has the weapons with those receivers where he's going to look good. He's going to look better. I also think Ohio State was tested a little bit more than Oregon, as much as Fresno
What?
You mean that just Minnesota is better than Fresno because they got tested to
No, Oregon they had to go.
It was a
they
tie
had
a game in the fourth.
They
quarter.
Had to go to Minnesota with a freshman quarterback. Like, that's a big environment. Okay. Fresno's great. I'm not shitting on. I love Fresno. I love the people of Fresno. But Oregon was at home for that game. It's different element.
But that was a test. They were. Fresno had a chance to win.
You're saying
that
just
game.
On paper, not what happened on the field.
It was a tough environment, and Minnesota hung with it. Minnesota was.
But I mean. Not Fresno could have won that game.
Absolutely.
Minnesota, really, no.
Okay. If the kid doesn't get injured,
Well, I mean, also, there was the Ohio State roughing the passer that was a pick on that play. That, if that doesn't happen, Ohio State might win 52-7.
Fair enough. I thought Minnesota played well. We'll get to them later. I think Stroud can look really good with these receivers. I love these receivers. I don't love this one. I'm going to take Ohio State.
Minus 14.
14.5, yeah.
Okay.
So much for his Duck fandom.
Yeah, I know, right?
I think you could argue a little bit of a look ahead for Oregon, a little bit. I'm still not sold. Ohio State, awesome, obviously. But their seasons, I feel like, the last few years, they kind of lollygag a little bit. And this is off memory, during the regular season, and then they start really rounding into shape late in, like, they'll win, you know, the Big Ten championship and stuff like that. I think this will be a close game. I think Ohio State probably wins the game. I think it'll be close. I think it's high scoring. I'm taking Oregon and the over.
Okay, I have the same picks. I think that's a math play where if Ohio State – I think Oregon's going to be able to score, because that was the big thing for me, is Ohio State's defense – wasn't that great against Minnesota. Now, Minnesota has a great offensive line. I think that Oregon will be able to score. I think it will be a mini shootout. You'll get a couple, maybe a quarter where it goes back and forth. So I got the over and Oregon plus the points. Wait, I was going to say something else. Fuck.
I just think it's a circle game for Oregon. I think this is something all offseason. I like the coach. I think Fresno's dangerous, so you can't really overlook them, but it's impossible not to overlook them knowing what you have week two.
What I was going to say is I hate that they do conference games now, week one. It sucks. It just I'd rather get teams in the rhythm. I just think it's, I don't know. I didn't like it.
The Oregon coach, I think, is one of the worst game managers.
Great coach. Fantastic coach.
Agreed.
Mario Cristobal.
Good recruiter.
Yep.
Got the program
great
going.
Great line coach.
I do not think he's a good game manager, and that could factor in. But I think they give him a game. I really do.
Yeah, I agree. All right, so Dave and I agree on that. So let's go to the next one. This one is maybe the rat line of the weekend. Iowa at Iowa State.
Which way is it a rat?
Iowa is +5.
Which would mean it's not a rat.
Which way do you think it's a rat?
Then it's not a rat by definition of you asking that question.
What?
Do you follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Do you?
I think.
Do you?
A little bit.
No, I don't think you do. I can tell when you're confused.
You are confused. You do have the confused look on your face.
You don't know what I said. You know what I said. You don't know what.
If you can't tell which way, it's a rat, then you don't know which one's the rat.
Okay.
No, that's. What? No, wrong. Try again.
Go ahead. Why don't you explain?
You got this.
What I just said.
If you can't figure out which side is a rat, then maybe it's not a rat game.
Exactly. There you go.
Okay.
All right.
It's not a rat game if he can't figure it out.
If he can't figure it out, it's not a rat game.
I think, you tell me different, I think everybody loves Iowa here.
That's the part. I looked at this game. Okay. I'm going to take the cheese. Iowa plus five makes no sense in my mind.
So then it is a rat game. So what?
Yeah. He didn't know which way it was a rat, but he did know which way
no,
it was
No, I want to make sure everybody was...
I wouldn't, but I...
Well, then it's obvious, then it is a rat.
I would have always said Iowa plus five.
Iowa would be what people are saying, the rat.
Because it makes no sense that a rivalry game that's played close every single year, right, unless Iowa beats them. I went and looked back. Iowa State's won this game seven times in the last 20 years. Six out of seven of them have finished 5 points or less. Five out of seven of them have finished 3 points or less. It's always tight.
Yeah.
So it makes no sense.
If this
game was 3.5, I'd be like, okay, that makes it. They're telling me, like, I'm going to grab the cheese, right? What do you think about it? I mean, I saw it and I was like, Iowa's the easiest bet in the world.
Yeah.
And it's stupid of me.
I knew that you were saying Iowa, and I'm taking Iowa, so I fall into that. But I can see the logic a little bit with Iowa State, because I feel like Iowa was very impressive last week, but they're not always highly thought of. So I could see it being -3. I don't think it's a rat game. I think you'll have some people in Iowa State, but I am taking Iowa.
Yeah, so I guess the one thing you could say about what Iowa did to Indiana last week is I think it was 2 pick-sixes, so yep. Maybe that would be the argument behind, hey, they killed them, but they didn't do much offensively. I just think this game is played close every single time. Like, it just is. Maybe when Iowa's way better, they kill them. But Iowa State doesn't kill Iowa. They just don't.
No, they don't. Iowa's won the last five, and it's 45-22 in the history. It's an Iowa fucking thing. With that said, I think Iowa State has the horses this year.
Okay, so you are going against the rat.
Yes. I think they have a better quarterback. I think they have the better running back in Purdy and Breece Hall. Game day environment, that factors in as well. 11 back on offense, 9 back on defense. They were 9-3 last year and lost 2 one-score games. If you remember, they were like one of those teams.
Yeah, but now do Iowa. Iowa finished very strong last year.
They did finish very strong.
They won their last six, and they were kind of killing teams.
They beat but I'm looking at the team I saw this week. Oh, I'm sorry, last week beat an overrated Indiana team. 2 pick-sixes.
But what about Iowa State last week?
Iowa State always struggles early.
Okay,
you're
right.
100% you have to factor that in. They always try. They lost last year to Louisiana. They always play an FCS team.
I'm just testing if you're doing confirmation bias or not.
You're right. I like Iowa State here.
Okay.
Even if it's I don't like the way it's going, 5. But you're right. Why is it?
Yeah, no, I just looked at it and I'm like, I love Iowa, which tells me that's probably the stupidest pick of all time, but I love Iowa.
I also think Matt Campbell's a great coach.
Yeah. I didn't mean Kirk Ferentz isn't a bad coach either. I'm going to take the under as well, 46. I took that under against Indiana. That one somehow stayed under, even though it was like flying over at half. So I got Iowa plus 5 and under 46. All right, next
game. I like Iowa State a lot.
You like Iowa State a lot?
Yeah, I do.
Whoa. You have a short card, but you love it, right?
Yes.
A little four corners offense?
No, four corners offense. Trying to find the spots I like.
What are you looking up?
Winners regardless.
I was looking at the history of the game, yeah. I mean,
Iowa's dominated.
Yep. And it's close. When Iowa State wins, they do not win by a lot.
Not. You'll have to go all the way back to 2005
yeah.
for them to cover.
Yeah, right. So it's.
I like Iowa. I always like Iowa. Iowa's been a money team for me. I'm sticking with Iowa. But everything you say makes sense.
Yeah. All right, next up, we got Texas at Arkansas. Arkansas, shout out again for the greatest cover ever, week one. Those are the ones that. I probably won't get a cover like that for the rest of
crazy,
the year.
It just crazy.
Comes back your
and
way.
It was my biggest play of the weekend.
You also got Florida, too, backdoor, right?
Florida tried to backdoor got against it. Me.
Oh, okay.
Florida was throwing deep. They threw deep 5 times with a minute left.
Would you have FAU?
I was screaming at my television. It was insane. Dan Mullen, I don't know what the fuck he was doing. All right, Texas at Arkansas. Arkansas -6.5. Over-under is 56.5. Rico, I'll start with you.
This is a weird one to me, too. Why is all the love for Arkansas after what we saw them look like last week?
They covered the spread.
Texas beat a very good team in Louisiana,
yeah,
Lafayette.
I don't know how good that Lafayette team is going to end up being.
We sniffed that one out,
we
Dave.
Sniffed we it both, out like a rat.
Who'd you have?
I had Louisiana Lafayette.
Yeah, we
I said I had
Texas.
To take it. I knew... I thought it was the wrong. I knew it was the wrong side. I nailed him a year before against Iowa State. I shouldn't have doubled down. I don't know where all the love from Arkansas is.
They had a very good season last year.
They were very competitive in a lot of games.
Okay. And they hadn't won an SEC game, and didn't they win like
Couple, and then they got the Auburn game stolen from them. Remember that game that was
This coach from Arkansas has turned them around like that.
Sam Pittman.
All right.
Yes,
I think it's still a bump. I'm going to roll with Texas.
Okay.
The athletes, Sark, I'll roll with Texas.
Yeah. Yeah. Dave?
I'm going to go right back to Arkansas. I think they win the game. No, I think Arkansas wins the game. I think people probably a little too high on Texas coming off last week against a team that, you know, it is basically barely like a – yeah, they had a good season before, but they're still UL Lafayette. Yeah, I think Arkansas wins this game. They did struggle last week, but again, maybe they're looking ahead. At home, play's going to be bonkers. I think they win this game.
Also, a weird dynamic of, like, they will start playing a bunch because Texas is going to the SEC. I think that – I don't know.
I have the over, 56.5 as
maybe
well.
Maybe be careful what you wish for type of thing?
Yeah, I have the over as well, 56.5. I'm going to take Texas with Rico, -6.5.
Well, no, that doesn't make any sense.
What do you mean?
Be careful. What?
Yeah, Texas is getting into the SEC.
Yep.
And mm-hmm. Arkansas is like, oh, be careful what you wish for. It's a different breed here.
Play different SEC type of football. Ball.
Yeah, I mean, but Texas.
Gatekeepers.
Yeah, I think Texas knows that, but like. All they're right, very happy to go to the SEC because what are they going to stay in the Big 12?
He made a point of that they're going to stop playing each other. I just was looking for a different angle.
Yeah, it was incorrect. I just called you on it.
Rico, you want to do the Roman ad real quick?
Yeah, sure.
All right, here we go.
I'm not picking on you. I see that face. It's not be careful what you wish for when they're thrilled to be going to the SEC. And if they lose by 100, they're still going to be thrilled.
Still make a shitload of money.
Well,
the results can be careful what you wish for if Arkansas beats them.
I think they know the SEC is better than the Big 12.
My point.
Obviously. It's not like, oh my God, we forgot Alabama was in this conference.
My point is Arkansas wants, it's more on Arkansas's side of this is a team that we're going to start playing. They're a big dog. We're not a big dog. Let's fucking prove something. That's the only juice I was talking about.
Because there's no choice to be made going to the SEC.
Oh, absolutely. You go to the SEC.
Yeah, you have to.
But, yeah, they wish for it, so be careful what you wish for. And Arkansas beats them.
No, I don't agree with that.
Most guys have tried different ways to last longer, but thinking about the Hawaii late night over doesn't always work. The folks at Roman, an online men's health company, are changing the game with Roman Swipes, the secret to longer lasting sex. Roman Swipes are a clinically proven way to last longer in bed. They're effective, easy to use, and fast acting, but don't require a prescription. Roman can ship swipes to you in a discreet, unmarked packaging, and each swipes packet is small enough to hide in your wallet for whenever you need it. I've seen the swipes. They're very, very, very
discreet. Oh, just seen them?
Yeah. I don't...
You don't use the product? The advertiser?
You come at a regular amount of time?
Yes.
Okay.
Separation of church and state. They're super easy to use. Just take the swipes out of the packet, swipe it on, let it dry, and you're good to go. That's it. Go to GetRoman.com/pick'em. You can get your first month of swipes for just $5 when you choose a monthly plan. That's GetRoman.com/pick'em.
Okay. The game we're going to be at. So, Barstool Sportsbook, by the way, now in Tennessee, now in Arizona when you're listening to this, or will be in Arizona when you're listening to this on that day. Check it out. We'll have the Mortal Lock Parlay up on the exclusives, boosted for everyone. I think... What else do we have going? This weekend we have, or Thursday tonight when you listen to this, the Overs Club for Thursday Night Football. Dave's wearing the tie right now; it's fantastic. Get initiated into the greatest club of all time, the Overs Club. So we are going. Oh, and Pigskin, go ahead, say it, Hank.
Well, I was just going to say, if you do have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER, or if you're in Tennessee, call or text the Tennessee Red Line 800-889-9789.
And we also have the Play Barstool app.
The college football over-unders game. So there's 10 games. There's all these games we're talking about. You just pick the over and under. There's a $15,000 prize for the winner. So if you're in one of the states that the sportsbook's not legal, get involved. Play Barstool. Download it today.
Love it. Love it.
And not to keep piling, but we have this season-long contest, the Overs Tournament.
Yes. Unbelievable.
Free to enter. So you do have to opt in on the Barstool Sportsbook. That's all you have to do. every bet that you take an over that hits, $25, you get 1 point. If you bet 50, you get two. It's a season-long contest. We'll keep track of your total. Every Tuesday, a new leaderboard. There's weekly winners. I believe 50 weekly winners get $300 at the end of the season. 200, the top 200 get 1,600. But what we're really playing for, the top 100 overall scores through the course of the seasons, running through the NFL season, starts this week, starts now. So you could bet Thursday night, you could bet Saturday, any of these college NFL games. The top 100 will get a standalone. We're determining maybe New Orleans, maybe Vegas, a one-day overs tournament, $1 million standalone prizes, plus the top three wild cards from each state, free to enter. So you're an idiot not to just opt and enter it. $25, 1 point, 52. It's going to be the best overs thing ever invented.
Very, very excited for that. And it's going to be that day when we're all, you know, doing basically a gambling fest. It's going to be like gambling
con. I'm excited to see the leaderboard, too, how many points you need and things like that.
Yes. All right. Washington at Michigan. So I brought that up because we're going to be at Michigan. We're going to be at Ann Arbor. Come out and see us. 6 p.m. is the show. So check it out. It's all on our social and stuff. Dave, Michigan came out hot, lose Ronnie Bell, their best wide receiver.
Yep.
How do you feel about Michigan minus 6.5, over under 48.5?
Well, I mean, the rose is a little bit off the bloom here because Washington lost to Montana.
Correct.
So
Big Sky was a cover machine.
They all covered, right? Yep. Yeah. So this is almost a no win. Although, can you say that about Michigan anymore? Probably not.
No, win is a win. Yeah.
So I think Michigan wins the game. I think they, but everything I know about Michigan football is telling me this game will be close, and Washington maybe was looking past Montana and will come out to save their season here. But, you know, I'm going to be in Ann Arbor. We have the live show. I'm going to take Michigan, but I certainly am not overly confident. I told you I did a podcast last night with two Michigan quarterbacks, Bowman from Texas Tech, who I love. I don't know why he's not. I love that kid. And a freshman, I think, from Long Island area. And, I mean, I was giving it to him pretty good. I'm like, I can't even say I went to Michigan. Like, you guys are embarrassing me. Like, when I went to school, all we did is win. And you guys kind of stink. I'm like, are we a basketball school, football school? And they're like, we expect to go undefeated, win the national championship every year. I'm like, but do you?
Yeah.
Why is Bowman not starting?
Come on.
That was a big offseason. I thought that changed your storyline.
Yeah. I don't know. And they also have like a humongous recruit, J.J. McCarthy, who's not playing either. So they must like the other kid. But, I'll go with Michigan. I'll get caught up. And, you know, every year I'm like, I'm not going to acknowledge him. It's dead. But 1-0 and playing Washington, that would be the – believe it or not, it would be just about the biggest win they've had in a long time.
Yeah.
And even though we're playing an 0-1 Washington team.
It's also – I just love – It's a great color game. Rose Bowl. They played in 92, I think, and earlier than that in the 70s or something. It's just great to see Pac-12 versus Edmund. Big Ten. The best.
Edmund was on the team when they played them.
The best. It's the best. It's the best. So the Rose Bowl matchup, it's got a little juice to it. What do you got there, Hank?
Food, Hank?
I was just looking what Stu gave me, sorry.
So, he gave you some gummies?
Yeah.
I think Washington, though, in this game. I just think this is the overreaction. I think Michigan probably will win the game, but 6.5. Everyone's saying Washington was terrible. They lost to Montana. You should never lose that game. I get all of that. I just think the overreaction game tells you, oh, Michigan's so much better than Washington. Washington sucks. I don't see it. And Ronnie Bell does hurt a lot.
That's
a really, really good player that Michigan lost in Ronnie Bell.
I don't like a West Coast team coming east. I thought I saw 5 when it first started, 4.5, 5. Seems like the number is moving towards Michigan here, 6.5. Washington is desperate. Same token, Harbaugh is desperate to get that big win, which you haven't had in years. I don't like the way the number's going. I'll take the points. I'll take Washington plus 6.5.
Yep.
I hate both. Like, I really am not confident in both teams. I haven't seen much out of Michigan, like, ever. Washington is another reason why you should never have the preseason polls. They were fraudulent. They were preseason 20. It's bullshit, obviously. But I do think the number's too high. I'm going to take Washington plus 6.5.
And you look at the box score. I mean, Washington had 21 first downs to Montana's 10. They had three turnovers. So that's the name of the game right there. I just think everyone, especially late night games, you see 13-7. Oh, how did Washington lose that? They must be terrible. They probably are bad, but they're probably not as bad as they looked.
So, I mean, it's fair to say they're just not as good as we thought, which is, you know, still, you know, they can make some noise and do whatever they're going
to
do.
And I think, I mean, Dave, you can speak to it. You know, like, Michigan, when Michigan has, like, even a peak of maybe being good, people love to get going with it.
Yeah, it's a tradition. Premier,
Texas,
right. Yeah,
Notre Dame,
yeah, exactly.
That's what happens.
But they,
Florida State, Miami.
People want to will it to be back, and it's like, all right, they beat Western Michigan. Nice win. Like, they did what they had to do, but.
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, listen, I don't know how anybody can be overly confident in taking either of these teams here, but this is an alumni play for me game, just because I'm going to be there. But if I didn't go there, I'd say Washington keeps it. It's a coin flip. I don't know how you can think Michigan can be any better than a coin flip against anybody, really.
Yeah. All right, so last up, before we get to our cards, Utah at BYU, the Holy War, over-under is 48.5. I was very wrong about BYU, although they did win the game by like 8 against Arizona, but Arizona played a lot better than I thought. Utah -7, over-under is 48.5. I'll start with this one. I'm taking Utah. Now, you probably are saying, are you chasing yourself? Maybe a little bit. I just think Utah is really good. I was not impressed with BYU. I know this game is traditionally played very close. I just think Utah probably has a little more juice.
Katie has it in the notes. I saw it when I looked at the injuries. Gunnar Romney, most likely not a go, right? Yep. Zach Wilson was relying on him.
Is that Mitt Romney's?
No. Oh, it is?
I don't why, how would they not be related?
I don't know.
Mormons.
I don't do politics.
Wait, but that's not. But this is football.
Yeah, but I just don't pay attention to them.
Is it Mitt Romney's
grandson?
Son? Grandson?
I think it's. Like,
is it Gunner with a. Is it Gunner with an A or Gunner with an E?
With an E.
Okay. Nah, not as good. I like Gunnars. I just do. I like Gunnars. Okay.
I watched a little bit of Utah. Last week, I believe they were on Thursday night or Friday night against Weber State. Struggled early and then kind of put it on them late. I like Charlie Brewer. I'm going to go with Utah here. And I agree with you, though. Games played close all the time. Mm-hmm. But BYU was such an overachiever last year. I think you got to go with Utah, who didn't play so well last week. Big-time quarterback. I'm going to go with them.
What do you mean by overachiever?
BYU?
Yeah.
That was your team last week.
Last year, yeah. I mean, how often does BYU go 11-1 or 10-2, whatever they finish?
I don't know. I feel like they're usually good, but the quarterback was actually.
Yeah, they're usually
clearly
good, but they're not
overachiever. I mean, I guess that's fair.
To me,
that means fluke.
Season of dreams. Nah, overachieved a little bit. Like, they were probably projected to get 8-9 wins.
No, they had a very good season, right. But they were what they were. I thought they were very good.
Yeah, they also beat up on some weak teams last year, too.
Schedule, so you're taking BYU on with me?
No,
I'm going to take
Utah. Yeah.
Utah.
I like Charlie Brewer. I'm going to go with Utah.
I'm going to take BYU.
+7?
Yeah, I just think the environment, Holy War, close game. I do think Utah is very – I wouldn't shock me if I lost this, but I do think Utah is one of the biggest differential between home, road. They always have a little bit of that smoke home.
Yep.
Yeah, tough place to play.
And a bunch of guys with eye black.
Yep. But they both have. This is an eye black. They both have a lot of the Samoan-type guys.
Yeah, but Utah, when I think of Utah at home, I think there's just a resting fog, smoke.
There is.
And you go to the sideline and, like, seven dudes just crazy-eyed with way too much eye black.
The more successful Randy Etzel.
Yes.
He kind of looks like him.
Speaking of which.
Whittingham. No, I think.
Yeah.
No.
Speaking of which.
What's his name?
Etzel's out.
No. Okay.
Yeah. But what's his name?
Whittingham, isn't it?
Yeah.
Tyrone Willingham.
No.
No, that's the old Notre Dame coach who got fired.
Who's at Washington.
And Notre Dame blatantly was racist about it.
I don't know. I'm blanking.
That Notre Dame, let's not forget that Notre
Whittingham,
Dame.
Whittingham.
I was right.
Okay.
Yeah, let's not forget that Notre Dame let Charlie Weiss have like 20 seasons, and Whittingham, like, they came and fired him after like 3 seconds. Yeah. The most racist thing of all time by a racist school.
They're still paying Charlie Weiss.
It's crazy. Yeah. Like, that you want to talk about blatant racism. Notre Dame, the way they handled Charlie Weiss, and Whittingham. Whittingham, good coach.
Yeah.
Where did he go?
He retired.
He's like, oh, I can't take this racist shit from
Notre
Dame.
He's literally retired. I've actually like looked
what
it up.
What are you
before.
Laughing? Are you a Notre
he
Dame guy?
I grew up rooting for Notre Dame.
No one can dispute that. It's not talked about enough.
How long was.
You bring a good point.
Good point. They let Weiss have 100 years.
Yeah, kept extending them.
Willingham. Was pretty good. And they got rid of him in like 3 seconds.
He was. All right.
I feel like he had.
Right now.
I'm going to say he had. 6 years at Notre Dame.
I don't think he had that
he
many.
Had 3 years at Notre Dame.
Okay, then I'm wrong.
And what was his records?
He started off hot. He went from Stanford.
Good coach at Stanford.
He went from Stanford to Notre Dame. At Notre Dame, he went, hold on, I'm scrolling down. Here we go. He went 10-3.
Good.
5-7, 6-5. Okay. So you could say he inherited guys with his 10-3 year, but decent. And then went to Washington and was very bad at Washington and then retired. He went 2-9, 5-7, 4-9, 0-12.
That's bad.
Ooh. That's really bad.
They went 0-12?
Yeah, 0-12. That'll do it. For Washington, that's really bad. Now, Charlie Weiss, on the other hand, he had, how many years did he have at Notre Dame? I mean, he had 5 years at Notre Dame. He went 9-3, 10-3, 3-9, 7-6, 6-6.
Okay, so right there.
He actually inherited Willingham's players.
And did well. But 3-9, how do you survive that?
Yeah. Yeah. And then 7-6.
It's still there. Yeah. Crazy.
All right. What game were we talking about?
Utah BYU.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So Utah BYU. So Rico and I are on Utah -7. Dave, you've got BYU +7. Mm-hmm. One thing before we get to the cards. Actually, do the Shady Rays ad. I'm going to find this thing.
Shady Rays.
You got this, Rico.
I have a question on Mortal Locks. Are all the states illegal to bet, or is it just Illinois?
Virginia, Illinois. I want to say New Jersey.
Yeah, New Jersey, you can't.
And that's it.
Okay.
Yeah. So just make sure your Mortal Lock's not from those.
Yep.
Are you getting the ad? Go ahead.
Yeah.
Do it.
So Shady Rays. High-quality shades for far less expensive brands. One of the best warranties in sunglass history. Replacements if they're lost or broken in a lifetime craftsmanship warranty. Plus 10 meals to fight hunger in America with every order. So Shady Rays obviously is a some things company. They never understood why sunglasses were so expensive, so they set out to change it. Shady Rays is an independent sunglasses company, so they do things their way, something that is very rare in the industry. Shady Rays are premium polarized shades at a fraction of the price of the big name brands. Stop overpaying for sunglasses that you're too afraid to live in. Save your dollars and gain a peace of mind with the best, most affordable shades for the outdoors. The best part of Shady Rays, they have the craziest warranty in all of eyewear. Lost or broken replacements, something I'm big on. I hate losing sunglasses. If you lose or break your shades on day one, they told us that they will send a brand new pair, no questions asked, dropped in lake, ocean, anything, they'll replace them. Every pair of Shady Rays is guaranteed for life, so take on the next adventure with your team that has your back. Even with that strong of a warranty, you still managed to make quality that I can tell you holding in my hand seems to be as quality, as good as any expensive pair I've ever worn. Polarized lenses look perfectly clear and start at just $48. Great deal. Shady Rays also provides 10 meals to fight hunger in America. Use code PICK'EM for 50% off 2+ pairs of sunglasses at ShadyRays.com. Buy one, get one shades, get 2 pairs of polarized shades for $48. Redeem only at ShadyRays.com, where you can find all their newest and best shades. Again, the code is PICK'EM.
All right, boys, we got ourselves a little bit of a pickle.
What do we got?
A little bit of a pickle. Saturday is, what's the date?
September 11th.
September 11th. Never forgive, never forget. Boston College has announced they are going to do the red bandana uniforms on Saturday.
On the road? About time.
UMass.
It's at UMass.
I've been clamoring for that forever.
But it's on the road.
UMass, though, isn't a total...
What is that? I mean, that doesn't...
But
it's on September 11th, so it does
Yeah,
matter.
But no, I know what you're saying, but... BC, UMass, they're the same state. UMass is not, it is a rival of BC, but not really in football. So they're like, UMass people will be just as fired up for that because that's a local story.
So are you going to take BC? It's 37.
Yes. I added to the card.
37.
I was waiting on the first half.
37 and a half.
I liked BC before I knew that.
37 and a half.
UMass is not good this year. They can't score. I had the over in that. I got lucky on that. It went over by a point.
Yeah, those Bubba's Mortal Lock.
When did they score? Do you know, Liam, with how much time left?
It was like halfway through the fourth.
It went over that early.
Yeah. No, Pitt had to score one more.
Pitt had to score one more to get
UMass
the cover.
Scored,
I don't know if Pitt had to score one more to get the cover. I don't know if that affected the over. I didn't know.
Yeah, it went over by 1 point.
It's a double. So it's a double.
I think we all have to take BC and
Yeah, well, UMass stinks.
And
Arya,
the guy in the corner is going to take UMass. What? OBA? Over there in the corner, Dave, what do you think? OBA?
Just to answer the question, Pittsburgh scored with 244 left in the game. That put it over.
Yeah. Right.
Are you going to take UMass? What do you mean, OBA?
Weren't even close to the answer.
That's what I said. I said no. UMass scored like halfway through the fourth.
I was saying what Pitt put it over.
What put it over?
It was Pitt
at the end.
Pitt. Yeah, 244.
Yeah,
fair.
You sure are you? You don't want to take? All right, okay.
Yeah, give me BC. That's on America.
Okay, yeah. Put it on my card too. All right, let's do some cards. Rico's doing four corners.
I am not doing four corners.
Rico's doing four corners. So
we have five picks as it like already in the big games that you add onto the card anyway. So
I had
like 11, 11 or 12.
28 plays.
I had to pick my spots. I don't have a single total other than the big ones we picked.
Wait, what was my other ad that I had? I had the 28, 37 and a half PC. There's something else. Oh, okay. All right, go ahead. Do your card, Rico.
All right, Florida, minus 27 and a half.
Got it. Good pick.
I'm also taking first half. As of last night when I did my research, I didn't find it. If it's on Boston Sportsbook right now, Florida. If you have it while I'm doing it, let me know. Florida first half as well. They had six sacks last week against FAU. They didn't play great. It was 35-14 win. Also could have been a look. This week is a 100.
What was the score?
35-14 against FAU. Yeah. It is 100% a look ahead for Florida with Bama on deck. But South Florida is that big.
Yes, they are.
Okay, Emory Jones needs to improve at quarterback. The kid they brought in, Richardson, looked better. Big Ev was all over him. I think Florida, I wish we could have a prop on this, will have 2 to 3 scores in plus territory of taking over from making them punt out of their own end zone.
So I have the same pick, and I'll just throw in my thoughts now here. After watching what Florida did at the end of that game, they're clearly trying to try out both quarterbacks. Dan Mullen does not give a fuck. He's going to play for the entire four quarters. That's why I'm taking Florida.
That helps you, right? Yeah, four scores. You watch what South Florida did against NC State last week. Couldn't do shit. The Florida defensive line.
Four scores in 7 years ago. Is that how it goes?
Yeah.
Yeah. Florida's defensive line, as bad as they were last year, they're still dudes. They're going to kill South Florida.
Nice.
Also, it's a fucking home game, basically, in the state, right? There's got to be a ton of Florida people there. Nobody's getting gassed up to go see South Florida.
Yeah.
I'll take that. We touched on Iowa State. That's at 5. There's another one that's a try. I like a lot of short ones. Rutgers minus 2.
Yeah.
Dino Babers is 16, 15, and 1 against the spread as a home dog. Straight up at home, he's only 33 and 29. He's 5-9 straight up in one score games.
I have that pick as well.
Yeah. Hughes ran all over Ohio, but the Mac never plays well early. Shiano, Rutgers, Jeremy Piacosta, the whole fucking New Jersey community. Give me Rutgers. They're the better team. They're going to win.
Rutgers kicker. All-time fucking New Jersey name. What is his name? Someone find it for me, please. Line.
That's line. A lock.
Rutgers kicker.
Hold I know on. We're live in Tennessee. Tennessee is an underachiever every year. Feels like 98. Feels like 98.
Val Ambrosio.
That's a good one.
Fucking love
Marco Battaglia, you.
Mm-hmm. Pitt, minus 3.5. This does not line up with the metrics. Narduzzi is 1-6 on the road against Power 5 opponents, but he is 9-8 against the spread as an away favorite. Pickett at quarterback, strong defense, good running back. I think it's just two programs like in different areas. Pitt is a mediocre ACC team, but that's what you expect. Tennessee, how many times? Feels like 98. Feels like they're back. No thanks. I'll take Pitt, even as a road favorite. NC State, minus 2.5. I love Devin.
God damn it, we have all the same.
I love Devin Leary. It's a rat line. I'm worried about it a little bit, and it could be an overreaction of how bad Mississippi State looked last week, but I do love this kid coming back after the injury. NC State looked great with him last year. I love NC State. I'm going to take Arkansas State plus 5. They started James Blackman from Florida State. That's where that kid landed. They switched over to this kid, Lane Hatcher. He had a great game. It's a toss-up game. I'm just going to take the points. I like Arkansas State. I do think they have a chance to win. Cal plus 11 against TCU. Justin Wilcox, 22-18 against the spread as a road dog. Patterson, 27-2.
Cheez-It Bowl.
Against the spread. Yeah, all-timer.
Cheez-It Bowl.
Against the spread as a home favorite. Cal. After a tough loss last week to Nevada, who's very good, I like Cal plus 11. I think
USC minus 17 and a half and the first half, whatever it is. I didn't have it. Stanford got fucking exposed by a team who threw the ball 14 times last week in Kansas State. I love Kansas State. They ran all over them. Imagine what Slovis is going to do. He's a Heisman candidate. USC is right
17,
there.
17, and I have it as well, yes.
It's only 17?
Yes.
Even better. What's the first half?
I don't know.
It's whatever it is.
Nine. That's a guess.
Yeah, we'll clarify that, but that's where I'm at. And
we'll clean that up.
I'll give you the my last pick right before the lock because it gives it away, obviously.
Okay.
All right. My card, I like Boise State at home, minus 26 against UTEP and the over 56. I think it's going to be a classic blue turf game. Boise played pretty tough as an underdog to UCF, lost 36-31. I think they win this game by a ton. I like Oklahoma State, minus 13 at home against Tulsa. Oklahoma State's just... Gundy's got them on a pretty regular schedule of being
Tulsa
pretty good.
Tulsa had an awful loss last week, too.
I'm with Rico on this one. I like Pitt, given 3.5 at Tennessee. We already did Oregon, Ohio State. I took Oregon in the over.
Good pick.
I like. I love this pick, and it would potentially be my mortal lock as my original if it wasn't Virginia. But Middle Tennessee plus 20 against Virginia Tech. I love
letdown.
Good pick.
I think Virginia Tech is coming off that win. Everyone's buying their Kool-Aid. I also like the 54 over. Middle Tennessee is pretty good. I think Middle Tennessee could win that game.
I like that over. I have it on my card.
Also, I'll give a quick shout out to Kelly in Vegas, who I'm paying attention to because it's kind of what she's got me on this vibe thinking thing. But she was all over Illinois, being like, "Oh, Illinois got that win. Forget about it. I bet that game. I didn't add it to the card. I wish I did. But they lost to UTSA straight up. I took that." I like the over in Toledo, Notre Dame, 55.
Good pick.
A&M, Colorado, I like the over 50.5 there. Iowa, Iowa State, I took already Iowa plus the points. Houston, Rice. I like Rice at home plus 8. They played like basically straight up with Arkansas the entire game, and Houston kind of.
I'm high on Houston. They look like dog shit.
Yeah, well, that's why I like Rice here.
They're up big, and then I don't know what the fuck happened.
I like Rice here. I like Arkansas. I've already given at home plus 6.5 against Texas. I like the over at 56.5. This game now I'm starting to think is a wild trap, but I'm taking off the board. I used
what?
That. I had NC State at Mississippi State.
Too.
I'm taking it off. I'm taking that off. I don't trust NC State on the road. North Texas, SMU. I like SMU minus 22, and I like the over in that game as well. I think it's 73. Is that the over there?
Yeah. North Texas put up a ton of points last week against somebody really bad.
Washington, Michigan. I gave out Michigan, but I don't love it. San Diego State at Arizona. I think Arizona wins this game. I like the coach. Minus 2.5 Arizona, the Patriots, ex-Patriots guy. BC, UMass. We gave the red bandana. BC minus the points. Rutgers minus 2.5 at Syracuse. I'm on Shiano. And there is the card. I'll give the more which one's my mortal after.
Okay. My card, I have 28 picks, I believe. Washington plus 6.5, South Alabama minus 15, Iowa plus 5 and the under 46, Utah minus 7. I have the Notre Dame Toledo over 54.5, also Notre Dame 16.5 minus 16.5. I know that's probably a letdown spot, but I also think Toledo, a little bit of a fraudulent win last week. USC minus 17. NC State minus 2.5. I'm eating the cheese there. Kentucky, Missouri over 56. Wisconsin minus 25.5. I don't think Eastern Michigan will get it past half field. Coastal Carolina minus 25.5. I love that pick. If anyone tries to steal that pick from me, I'm going to be really upset.
It fucking looks like it's too easy.
Oh, I don't think that looks like it's too easy. I know what you're saying, but I can easily.
Kansas rushed the field. They rushed the field.
But there is that mentality of it's still a power school versus Coastal Carolina, which I'm not saying, but that's a ton of points.
Yeah.
It is a lot.
Ball State, Penn State under 57. I think you get a little bit of a sleepy start for Penn State off of a very big win at Camp Randall. South Carolina, pick 'em. Texas A&M minus 17. Texas minus 6.5 in the over 56. Virginia Tech, Middle Tennessee, over 54. UNC, over 65.5. I'm eating the cheese again with Rutgers minus 2.5.
Yep.
Tennessee, Pitt, I'm going actually under 57 in that game. I think Pitt's defense is awesome.
I do not like
Joe Milton. Florida minus 27.5. Rico and I talked about that. Air Force minus 6. That's against Navy. Navy's a mess right now. I almost took the under because they always go under, but 40.5 is very low.
Buffalo plus 14 against Nebraska. Rice plus 8 against Houston. Minnesota minus 20. They're playing Miami of Ohio. Minnesota's got one of the best offensive lines in the league. They'll just run it down their throat. BC minus 37.5. We already talked about it. Might not actually be 28 picks. It might be like 26 picks. And I'll leave my mortal lock, which is a special. My mortal lock, I'm naming it after someone in this room.
Ooh, interesting.
Yes.
Well, that Wisconsin, did you know they were done at halftime when they just kept on fucking up going
in? Yes. I mean, that was Wisconsin was better, and they just, you can't fumble and throw picks in the red zone every time you go down there.
They were better. They were much better in the first half. But
right.
The second half was kind of...
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Penn State had those big plays, but like Wisconsin should have won that game.
No doubt.
And they,
but
they,
you let them hang in the first half.
Totally agree.
Forget about it.
I live
totally
bet agree. The under first half, 9.5. They were going in. It was crazy. That game was... I agree with you.
Did you have David versus Goliath too?
No, they shouldn't play... They shouldn't play conference games in week one.
It sucks.
It just sets you up for failure.
It sucks. All right. Mortal locks. Liam.
USC.
USC minus 17. Hank.
Ohio State.
Ohio State minus 14.5 against Oregon. Katie.
Air Force Navy under.
Air Force Navy under 40.5.
Yeah, I got 43.5.
Whoa. Nice. Okay. Fuck it, I'll add that to my card. Under, I have it at 40.5 because that's what the line is right now, but I will add that Air Force Navy under 40.5. By the way, just another reminder that people, if you complain about lines, just realize the order of what we do things. We tape it on a Wednesday. We release it on a Thursday. We add games on Saturday. There could be all over the place. Just trust we are. When we say we're betting something, that is when we bet it. So that's it. Aria, you're mortal lock.
USC
minus 17. Dave, you're mortal lock.
So, like I said, it would have been Middle Tennessee because we do the pick and parlay. It can't be Virginia, who's in that. Virginia Tech is in that game. So, I debate between 1 and 2. I land on Arkansas plus 6.5 at home against Texas. I think they win the game.
Okay. My mortal lock, I'll go before Rico finishes, is dedicated to my friend Rico Bosco.
Okay.
Because, do you remember, Dave? Do you remember... Last year, at the Philly Gambling House, we had a game where we had the over. It was Oklahoma State versus Tulsa.
Yeah.
It was 13-7 in the fourth quarter, and Rico Bosco said, if we can just get a tie game, we will hit this over of like 65.
I do remember that.
You remember that?
I do remember that.
This tough is loss. A spite, mortal lock. I'm taking under 52 in this game.
And Tulsa, Oklahoma State.
Yep. Spite. It's
okay.
Spite. That was And the other one that sticks in my head is, remember the Navy second half?
Correct. Yeah. I went against it because I went from trusting Rico to using my eyeballs.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was what, 20-0 at halftime?
Yeah. He's like, they can't figure it out.
I know.
Like halftime. What do
you? So let's air this out. What is my score with you on those? Like, I know you say those, but I gave you Cincy a couple years ago. I gave you one when you got off of a plane. I said, take this second half over. I'm just saying, like, where are we?
Probably down.
Still
I'm
down.
A rider.
All right.
I mean, Gonzaga. Oh. You going to come out and say anything about Mark Few?
You shouldn't do that.
Actually, I just want to say right now, he got a DUI, Mark Few.
He did?
Last night, yeah.
Oh, my God.
In Idaho.
I want to say, as a rider, I actually was staring at the tweet last night because I went and I looked, return of Rico Bosco, Mark Few. He was like, there's no one in the world who deserves a title more than Mark Few from January. I was going to retweet it right after he got the DUI. I didn't do that.
Some things.
That's a rider.
I mean, that's true, though. It was him and Scott right. True. That was why it was such a great championship
right.
game,
right.
Which Adam Morrison
well,
said
it was. It was a
on
terrible
our
championship game. Yeah. Terrible.
Okay.
One of the worst ever.
Yeah, after the fact.
Well, that's how you determine the game, right?
Yeah. So last week was probably one of our best episodes, right? Before that, what was one of our best clips?
The list. Oh, is the list back?
List back.
Wow.
You touched on it. Wisconsin's on there. I'm not as high as I was on like all of them, but this one stands out. Minnesota first half minus 10.5. Minnesota minus 20. I'm going to make the...
You just stole my pick.
No. Dan, I'm going to make Minnesota first. No, because I think the game... I'm going to go Minnesota... Game as the lock. We're only giving the one lock. I'm going to give Minnesota as the game as the lock. Miami of Ohio got crushed last week by Cincy. 247 rush yards allowed. 245 pass yards allowed. Gabbert is the starter. He's not listed on any of the reports that I'm looking at, he wasn't out. He was out last week that they didn't know about. If he's out again, it's even worse. Fleck off of a loss. Ibrahim is done, which hurts, but I do think it's a next up mentality. And Miami of Ohio preseason in the magazines, their defense had zero first teamers, one second team defensive lineman, and one safety. This is men versus boys. This is the list. Minnesota kills this team. Three touchdowns, it doesn't make any sense to me.
Okay.
Doesn't make any sense. They're going to be able to do whatever they want. I love first half, and I love game.
Can I ask, too, that Buffalo, Nebraska, that's an interesting. You said Buffalo's catching 14 in Nebraska.
Mm-hmm.
I know Buffalo lost in the MAC championship last year.
Yeah.
And then lost a lot of guys.
That's what I was going to ask.
They lost their one guy who remember that game? He scored like eight touchdowns.
Yeah.
Jared Patterson.
Okay. Well, they beat the shit out of Wagner last week.
Yeah, Wagner stinks. Who's going to get the Wagner? Was Wagner? Do you know the coach?
No. Wagner? Yeah. Bashore is his first name.
Is he going to maybe like be that? Fordham job?
I don't know. Just had Grasso on today. We just
you did?
Yeah.
Who's he? Coach, the guy who's finalist
yeah,
Fordham job.
Yeah, Fordham job.
All right, go listen to Stool Bench Mob. Yeah. All right, that is our picks. Reminder, you can go bet the Pick'em Parlay. We're going to boost it. It is Minnesota minus 20, under Tulsa, Oklahoma State 52, and
Minnesota
Arkansas
plus six and a half.
Yep. I like it. A dog, a favorite, and an under. Nice little thing.
I believe I'm the only one who's 2-0 in these.
Yeah. I'm 2-1. I went 2 mortal locks week one. I added the Chip Kelly visor game.
But the pick'em parlay.
Yes, pick'em parlay, yes. You're carrying us in the pick'em parlay.
Easy, too.
Easy. Rico did not win last week.
No, I had to change it. So I guess one last thing, too. It's obviously 20-year Saturday. I think I'm the only one in here from New York. I was lucky enough to watch college football with my dad. My dad was in the area. He ran. Not everybody's dad made it home. Enjoy the time you have and remember the people that that lost, because there's still people dying down there. And all this shit they were breathing in, they forced everybody back to work. Just remember those people and enjoy the time you have watching sports. Not everybody's that lucky. So,
said.
Never forget.
Some things.
I was happy my dad came home that day. Not a lot of people did. So it's a lot. People, getting married, they don't have the dad around. It's a long time. So just enjoy what you have. It's a big weekend.
Love it, Rico.
Beautiful.
Some things. Definitely hug your loved ones extra tight on Saturday. That's the pick'em. We'll see everyone next week, and good luck in your picks.
Good luck.
All right.